Just want to welcome you once again to our Holiday Club service. My name's Tim. I'm one of the leaders here at the church. And unfortunately, our pastor, David, was hoping to be here to welcome you and be part of this service, but he's got this winter vomiting bug. So he's at home being sick. So we pray for him, but one of the most amazing things, and one of the things that the children have been learning, is that actually it isn't about a certain sort of pastor or someone being with us, but it's about the fact that God is with us. And I'm going to pray for us in a moment and ask that God would be with us. So let's just pray together and ask that God would be here. Lord God, we thank you for all the children have been learning this week. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would come and presence yourself with us. Lord, we pray that you'd be with David as he's unwell. Lord, would you restore him to good health very quickly? And Lord, would you speak to us throughout this service? I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, this morning is a really special service because we're going on a journey. In fact, we're going to blast off to other planets and places unseen. But you know, if we're going to travel somewhere, we need a captain, don't we? And who do you think would be a good captain? Captain who? Captain Mike. Should we ask Captain Mike? Can anyone see him? Should we call for Captain Mike to come and help us this morning? Should we shout his name, Captain Mike, after three? You ready? One, two, three. Captain Mike! I don't think we were loud enough. Okay, we need to go a lot louder. Are you ready? Okay, after three, we're going to say Captain Mike. One, two, three. Captain Mike! Yay, let's give Captain Mike a big round of applause.
Oh, whew. I couldn't hear you because of this, and I couldn't see either. How you doing? You all right? I've just been round, I've just splashed down. Thanks, Tim, for sorting that out. The reason why I was a bit late was I had to go round to David's house and take Dr. Crusher round there, because you know he's not very well, so that's what we've done. So he's been well looked after by Dr. Crusher. If you don't know who Dr. Crusher is, you weren't here this week, were you? Wow. You having a good morning? Yeah, it's great to see you all here. Now, one thing that we did do when we first started off in Holiday Club was we blasted off, didn't we? And then we sang a song straight off. So, guys, as soon as we do the countdown, you've got to stand up quickly, turn around, and face everybody. Do you think you can do that? Yeah? You can? Do it carefully, though, won't you? Please. Right. I think Ben has got my favourite countdown that we had at the Holiday Club at Blast Off. So, adults, you can do it as well, okay? It's quite simple. You start at 10 and you end up at naught, all right? It's that simple. Even the adults can do it, children, all right? So are you ready? I think Ben's going to have that coming up on the screen right now. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Turn around and sing this song with us when you know how it goes. Okay, are you ready, Matt? Anybody heard of Elvis Presley? This is a song he may have done. Celebrate for who I am. I'm a child of God, made by His hands. We're gonna turn to the left, turn to the left, turn to the right. Let's dance. He made the powerful sea. He calms His angry waves. He's alive today. He's with us. Let's sing His praise all day. Are you ready? Let's jump up and down. How happy are the people who sing you this song? La, 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 la. And living your life because of you. can you stand up and join with us, okay? Words are on the screen, you know the how it goes now. He made the whole world. He made the starry skies. He made my nose, my mouth and my eyes. Put your right foot there, your left foot there. Let's dance. I wonder what it's like to fly off into space. Join with the heavens as they sing your praise. Wear a dance and sing and sing and dance all day. Put your left foot here, your right foot there. High five your friends and comb your hair and say, how happy are the people who sing good songs? La 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 la. And live in your life because of you. Sing your songs. La 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 la. Let's sing it again. Okay, sit down, everyone. Thank you. Now, that I'm not quite sure about the comb your hair reference. That song's based on Psalm 89, if you want to check it out a bit later on. Open up your Bible. Now, there was someone special who every day gave us a special report about something that happened, and we had to go and investigate it. Can you remember what his name was? Admiral Smith, yes. And I think I've got coming through on my earpiece. Now, there may be just one last report from Admiral Smith. And I think he thought that David was going to be here. But David asked Admiral Smith to read something out. So let's just see if it's coming through now. I can hear it. I can hear the phone ringing. God, listen to Admiral Smith.
Hello, everyone. It's Admiral Smith here. It looks like there are lots more people here today. Welcome to you all. Well done, everyone who came to blast off. All your reports were very good and very useful to Starfleet.
Excellent.
Now this morning, Commander David Tranier has asked me to read something for him. It comes from a book in the Bible called Ephesians. It's from chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 19, 20 and 21. I pray that you may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I hope you have another great morning, looking again at God's power. See you again very soon. This is Admiral Smith. Signing off.
Oh, hold on. Solar flare's coming. Here we go. It only seemed to affect everybody under 11, that solar flare. Amazingly. Come on, adults. The solar flare, it rocks the space station, okay? Hold on to your hats, because there might be another. They do come in pairs, all right? Are you ready? Cool, that sounds like a big one. It's a very big one. Come on, adults, hold on. Oh, very good up there. That's where you'd feel it the most, right up the very top there. Now, do you know what Admiral Smith, he said, he read those verses out, and they talk about God's power working in us. And this week, just as a recap, just to tell the adults what we did, I'm going to wonder if we can go right to the very start and read out what comes up on the board. So all this week, we were thinking about power, God's power. God's power to do many different things. Okay, so day one, you need to shout it out when you see it on the screen. Power to create. God created the universe, and he even had that power to stop that star, didn't he? The sun, from going round, because he had power over the whole of creation. Okay, day number two was power to give life. Yeah, he healed Jairus' daughter and brought her back to life. Can you remember what was day three? And adults, you can shout as well. Power to?
Save.
Power to save. That's Jesus on his Lego boat coming out and stopping the storm. He saved. He rescued the disciples. Day four, can you remember? Put your thinking caps on. Power to? Change. Yeah, he had the power to change. And there's that little boy doing the reconstruction of Zacchaeus up the tree there. Yeah, Zacchaeus' life changed forever when he met Jesus. Jesus had the power to change his life. And the very last day, on Friday, power to protect. Yes, God protects us. He has the power to protect us, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Okay, now, do you remember all those power? But God's powerful now. When Tim comes up later to talk about those verses, he's going to be talking about God's power working in us as well. Now, I wonder where the Mercury team are. Where the Mercury team? Are they going to be okay, Penny? Right. I'm going to invite the Mercury team to come up right up the very front here. Come and stand on the steps here. Well, it's not all the Mercury team. It's just the ones that have come this morning, isn't it? Because I think you had a few more than this as well. And there were many more Plutonians as well. Right. Now, a very, very important part of holiday clubs, and especially Blast Off, was learning Bible verses. And everyone did them really, really well, and you got your cosmic coupons for them as well. But the Mercury team have said they want to come up and be brave and shout out the memory verse, or one of the memory verses that they learnt this week. So over to you guys.
Are there any gods like you, Lord? There are no gods like you. You are wonderfully holy, amazingly powerful, a worker of miracles. Exodus 15.
Shall we encourage them? Well done. And you know what, guys? I want to encourage you just not to remember them for this week, but to remember them through your lives as well. Because, you know, having Bible verses in your mind, you can bring them back when you're in trouble, or you just need to say, thank you, Lord, for how wonderful you are. So I encourage you to remember all the ones that you've learnt this week. And well done, Mercury team. Now, where is the Mars team? Do you want to stand up, Mars team, the team from Mars? Can you stand up and turn around and do your chant for everyone? Now, these chants have nothing spiritual about them, as you'll hear from this one.
We are Mars. We are Mars. We are yummy chocolate
bars. There you go. Now, every day, we averaged out 131 children in the hall every morning, and over the whole week about 188 different children came. So thank you for sending them all and bringing your friends along, guys, because it's great to celebrate together and have fun together, isn't it? But one of the most, well, everything's important about Holiday Club, but one thing I think that you think is more important than most things is the team competition, isn't it?
where you get your cosmic coupons for doing wonderful things and doing something great and all that sort of stuff. Well, today is the last day. We've counted all the coupons up. Ben has been in charge of that. I don't know who's won. There was a trial run earlier on, and some people saw it, but that wasn't the real one. That was just the testing one, all right? So let's see what Ben, how many he's counted. So we're going to have this. There we go. Are the spaceships on their way? It's the green team. Let's hear it for the green team. Encourage the green team. Oh, the yellow team are next. Whoa, let's hear it for the yellow team. The blue team. Oh, let's hear it for the blue team. Now, are the reds going to go past anyone, or are they going to stay behind? This is the important thing. Let's see what happens. Oh. Well done, red team. So if you're in the red team, I do have something for you later on. And hope we've probably got enough for everybody as well. But, do stay around for afterwards, because we've got drinks and biscuits and Milky Ways and Mars bars, all right? I know we don't say, but the Hive is at 5. It costs £1 to come in. It costs £2 to get out, actually. No, I didn't mean that. It's only £1 to get in. You have tea together, and there's 20p a tuck comes with that money, and you have some great fun. Don't we, Alex? We do. That's it. So, now, we're going to sing a song now that reminds us of what a great creator God he is. Talk about things. So let's all stand up and we're going to sing a song together. We sing at church here. It's one of my favorites. But I have to get the words right. From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. As you sing this song, picture all these things in your mind about how what a great creator God we're here to worship this morning. From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly pray. We can praise and worship you because you made us and you made everything around us. Lord, thank you for the things that we learnt at Holiday Club about your power. And Lord, may we know that right deep down in our own hearts and our own lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down. And in a minute, we're going to bring our offering. It's a thing that we do We believe here at Holland Road that all the money that we have is not ours, it comes from God, and we love to give some back to him. So here I am, come prepared, don't worry about that. But I'm just going to ask Margaret to come up. Margaret is part of the team at Holiday Club, and she was involved in the craft. But Margaret's just going to come, and you know, we live in a country where we have everything, don't we, really? And Margaret's just going to come and pray for children around the world. So, Margaret, over to you. Thank you.
Dear Lord Jesus, we do thank you that every single child in the world matters to you. Lord, we thank you for all the children that we've had this week. But, Lord, we thank you too for those who didn't manage to come, Lord, but yet you care for them. And Lord, we pray for children around the world. We think especially of children in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, where life is very hard. We think of children who live on the streets in places like India and Brazil. And Lord, even they are just as precious to you as each one here. So we thank you for our children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we're going to take up the offering now. Thank you. You can sing along as well if you like.
How wide can your smile be? How low can your belly go? How high can your arms stretch? No way near as deep or wide or high. God's love is amazing. God's love is amazing. There's no escaping this amazing. All embracing love, love, love.
Did you have a good time this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you have a good time this week?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. Now, I think we've been sitting down for far too long, I think. We need to stand up and sing one of my favourite songs before Tim comes up and speaks to us about... Do you know the verses that Admiral Smith read out? One of them is what this song is based on, Everybody Sing. So, adults, okay, you can help us out on this one as well. You need to do this. Can you do that? Okay. Right. I think they'll pick it up. They're not as loosened up as you are. So everyone stand up, please. We're going to sing this song. Everybody sing. Whoa-oh-oh-oh-oh. Oh, sit down. Do you know what? We can do much, much more than ever we think or imagine with God's power at work in us. Now, Tim's come up, and this is where you need to listen very carefully. So over to you, Tim.
Well, and I'm going to be turned on so everyone can hear me as well. But yeah, we're just going to look very briefly at this amazing verse from Ephesians, which said, many of you will know it off by heart. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And it says this, now to him, this is about Jesus, who is able to do immeasurably, it's a big word, isn't it? You know what immeasurably means? Basically means it's so big, so much you can't count, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us. And I'm going to just pray for us now and ask that God would help us to understand what that verse means. So let's just pray, shall we? Close our eyes. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we've had so much fun this morning. Thank you that you've already been speaking to us. And we just pray now in these next couple of minutes that you will help us understand this amazing promise that you make. I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now that verse in the Bible is about Jesus' power. And Jesus' power, according to that verse, is big. Very, very big. I wonder, what's the most powerful thing you can think of? The most powerful thing. Now, I was thinking about this, and then I was thinking about one of my favorite films, which is Star Wars. And there's something which is very powerful in Star Wars. And it's this. Anyone know what that is? Huh? Anyone know? The Death Star, yeah. Now, this is a space station, and it's really powerful. And what happens in the film is that actually this is something that the baddies have, and it's got this weapon, this sort of laser that can destroy pretty much anything. And the baddies in the film, they decide to show just how powerful this thing is, and they blow up this planet. And have we got a picture of them blowing up the planet? So that was a planet, and they blow it up. Boom. Lots and lots of power. And Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan, they just can't believe it. They say, well, it would take more than the entire Starfleet to be able to do that. Lots and lots of power. But power in films is often about power to destroy things, power to break things, power to blow stuff up. Many of you will, especially your parents, will know of things like superpowers. When we refer to superpowers in the world, it often refers to countries that have the most weapons and the most powerful weapons. But the power of Jesus that we're looking at in this verse is very, very different. And the children have been learning all this week about Jesus' power. You see, it's power to help, isn't it? Power to help us, not to hurt us. It's power that builds up and not destroys. Power that restores and not breaks. As Mike says, I wonder if you can remember it. So it's power to create. Power to, can you remember the second one? Give life. Yeah, power to save. Power to change. And power to protect. Now, do you think it takes more power to make something or to break something? More to make. Now, I could do with a bit of help on this. So I wonder if we could call for Spaceman Matt. Can we give him, see if Spaceman Matt's around? Can we call for Spaceman Matt? Ready, after three. One, two, three. Spaceman Matt. Where is he? Is he down here? Spaceman Matt. Where is he? Where's Spaceman Matt? Oh, hi, Spaceman Matt.
Hi, children.
Wow, what have you got here?
Well, we've got a satellite here. Oh, one box.
Wow, that's cool, isn't it? Anyone ever made a satellite? Oh, wow. You look like you've been spending a lot of time doing this.
Long time.
Were you up all night?
I was nearly up all night.
Do you like a microphone?
Cheers. Yeah, I was up nearly all night. Should have got 3D. Let's just try and build this satellite.
You do look tired, actually.
Well, it's been a long night, and we're just trying to get this satellite working. I think this is
not quite finished, is it?
Yeah. Nathan, can you come and give me a hand? Do you think you can come and give me a hand? And both Nathans. Come up and give me a hand. Two Nathans. Excellent. Well, can you put this box on? Can you just get that box ready like that?
Okay, you have to hold that steady.
Hold that steady now. Now, we need to tune this in, okay? So this goes in somewhere there. Like that. Right, Nathan, do you want to come around the other side? We're going to tune this in. Now, we're trying to get a picture, okay? This is why it takes so long. We're just trying to get a picture. There we go. We're just tuning it in. It's a bit fuzzy. Can you see that bit fuzzy? How's it? I think we're nearly there. Let's just line it up. What do you think? Let's just line it up a bit more.
Oh, wow.
Is that better? We got it. Yes. There you go. Done.
It was worth it.
Thank you. Round of applause. Thanks, guys. Sit down.
Now, you've worked really hard to do that. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's worth it now, we can see.
Do you think it's easier to break something or to make something? Does it take more power to make or break?
Ooh, what do you think? Do you think it's easier to break it, children? What do you think? I think, yeah, probably, unfortunately.
Do you mind we be able to find out?
Yeah, what a good idea.
I know you've worked very hard on this, but I'm just trying to illustrate something to everyone.
It has taken a bit of time, you know, up all night, but yeah, I think we can give it a go. What do you reckon? Yeah, let's do it.
Do you think there's anyone who'd be able to help you break it?
I'm sure there is. Isaac, do you want to come and give me a big... Now, Isaac's... He's quite a strong lad, aren't you, Isaac? So you're going to come up here. I think we push it this way.
Looks like it's breaking already.
Picture's still there, that's good. Just a different satellite. Right, now Isaac, are you going to give it a big... Do you want to give it a push or a kick? What do you want? Are you going to give it a kick? Okay, off you go.
Let's give him a big clap. Thank you, space for Matt.
Thank you. Let's sit down, well done.
Think that's right. I think it's... Does it take more power to make or destroy? More power to make. Thank you. Can we just give Spaceman Matt a big round of applause? So to make something and to save something, help something, actually takes a lot more power. And what this verse says is that Jesus is able to do something for us. Not just destroy something, but to actually make something. And he actually brings help. Help. Able to do immeasurably more than we can ask. Now, I can think of lots of things I can ask for. And this verse says that Jesus can help you with whatever you ask him about. Now, perhaps you need help this morning. I wonder if you're here this morning and you're just aware that you need help. What do you need help in this morning? What do you need help at the moment? You know, Jesus, when he was meeting with people, he'd often say this. He'd often say, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? If Jesus, with all his power, came to you and said, what could I do for you? What would you ask? Perhaps you'd ask for help with being a parent. I know I need help with being a parent. Perhaps you'd ask help with work or provision. Perhaps you'd ask for help in the face of death or... Perhaps you'd ask for help with illness. There's all sorts of things we need help with at the moment. But there's actually one thing that is the key to helping us with all of those things. So whatever you're thinking of, I need help with this thing, whether it's at school or at work or whatever, there's something that's the key to all of that. And it's actually in something the Admiral read. I wonder if you can remember what the Admiral read. He read this. We're going to put it up on the screen. He said, I pray that you, and this is just before this verse we've just been looking at, may have power, we've been looking at power, haven't we, together with all the saints to grasp how wide, we've been singing about this, how long and how high and deep is the what? The love of Christ. The love of Christ. The key to all of those other things, the Bible says, is for us understanding this, the love of Jesus Christ. And do you know what? Jesus loves you very, very much.
Every single one. You know, sometimes we struggle to believe that Jesus loves us. That someone as wonderful as God could love us. You know, sometimes people are horrible to us, aren't they? I don't know if you've ever had anyone be horrible to you at school, or even someone be horrible to you in your workplace, or friends, family members who haven't been nice to you. But God says he loves you, and he wants you to be able to understand just how amazing this love is. And actually, he demonstrates his love in an amazing way, because he loves us so much that even if it meant that he would have to die, he would do that for us. And you know what? Jesus actually died for you and I, that we could know forgiveness, that we could have this amazing relationship with God that we were made for. Who here likes friendships? You know, friendships are great. Do you know what the best sort of friendship is? The best sort of friendship is the sort of friendship where your friend knows everything about you, the bad stuff as well as the good stuff, and they love you the same. Yeah? That would be a good sort of friend, isn't it? Someone who knew everything about you and still loved you. Do you know what? There is only one friend like that. There's only one friend who loves in such a wonderful way, and his name is Jesus. And he's available to be friends with anyone, whether you're really young here this morning or whether you're a bit older or a lot older. Jesus comes and he's able to help you. And the thing he wants to help you with most is that you may grasp that he loves you. And he can help you with all of those other things that you're thinking about. But the thing he wants to help you with most is that you would grasp his love. Paul says, I pray that you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Let's just pray, shall we, and ask that God would enable us to understand that. Lord Jesus, I thank you that every person in this room really matters to you. Lord, thank you that you're for us, that you love us, that you want to help us, you want to forgive us. And I pray, like it says in the Bible, that we might have power, together with everyone else, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we might be filled to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for listening so well. And remember, God's love for you is so, so big. You can never really understand it completely. But keep trying to, because it's wonderful. It's amazing. And we're going to sing of this amazing love by a song that I expect everyone here will know. It's called Amazing Grace. And Mike's going to come up and lead us in that. Would you like to stand, everyone? We're going to sing Amazing Grace.
Let's sing of God's love, shall we? Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning. Lord, thank you that we've been able to learn about your power. But Lord, thank you that we've been able to learn about your friendship and how much you loved us, that you came and you died on that cross as we remember soon at Easter time. Then Lord, that you rose back from the dead. You're alive today. You're in heaven. And for those of us who love you and trust you, one day we're going to be singing with everybody and the angels singing your praise. Lord, I just pray that if you've been speaking to anyone today, Lord, that you would they would answer your call on their lives. Lord, thank you for one another. And Lord, we just pray you bless whatever we're going to do for the rest of the day. And Lord, you'll bring us back to the Hive and Discoverers and church next Sunday morning. Thank you for what a wonderful, powerful, amazing God you are. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, guys, can you just come out the aisle now? Because in a minute, there's some hot water going to come down in a tea urn, okay? So you have to be very careful. So you just make a, guys, if you can help adults, you can just help out there. And we finished a little bit earlier than we thought. So we were going to finish at 11:30. So I think what we'll do is we'll ask the band up and we will sing the song that we heard during the offering. Is that all right, Ben? Okay, Matt, we'll just give the band a little bit time to get themselves ready because we've had a bit of chopping and changing. But guys, don't forget, come back next Sunday morning, 10:30 here. We've got a great speaker next week. Bethany's dad's going to come and speak to us. I don't think Bethany's here, but Paul Young's going to come and talk to us, come and hear what God's doing in Brighton and Hove with Off the Fence. And children, come and learn about the farmer sowing the seed. That's what we're going to be looking at Discoverers next week. So as the drinks come through, come and have a cup of tea, a biscuit, but when we finish this song, and that'll be about 11:30, okay. This one's an action one. How wide can your smile be? How low can your belly go? How high can your arm stretch? No anywhere deep or wide or high.
Shout, shout, shout to Jesus. Come on.
Father, we thank you that we can praise you. Thank you we can make a noise in your honor and to your glory. And Lord, we thank you that your love is wide, high, and deeper than we can ever measure. Thank you that love is for everyone. Lord, that it's for us. And Lord, may we know that love deep down in our hearts this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please sit down, everybody. And that's the end of our service this morning. But thanks very much for coming. I hope you have a great day. Come back 6:30 this evening as a service again, and 10:30 next Sunday morning. But thank you very much for coming. I hope you know God's love and felt it this morning and God's power.